Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5:30. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the Justice Minister, Jim O'Callaghan, once again rules out a public inquiry into the Chrysler tragedy until criminal proceedings are concluded. He was responding in the Dáil to the Sinn Féin leader. The Dáil will hear calls for immediate action to be taken on fuel costs this evening. Gerry Adams has told the London High Court he had great admiration for a former IRA gunrunner, and after almost 20 years in business, a creche in Milford is closing its doors. A local councillor says there needs to be more support given to the early years sector. At around 5:45, we'll have the sports news this evening. That's with Mark Gallagher. But we begin this evening with the Taoiseach's visit to the White House. It's been defended in the Dáil by the Justice Minister after members of the opposition expressed mixed reactions. Labour leader Ivana Bacic said Micheál Martin was good on immigration but failed to raise concerns about the war in Iran. Sinn Féin TDP's Doherty described it as a missed opportunity. Well, speaking in the Dáil, Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan said his party leader did very well.
Deputy, any fair-minded person looking at the events in the White House yesterday would recognise that the Taoiseach did an excellent job in extremely challenging circumstances. It was a very important message that the Taoiseach delivered. It's an extremely difficult time in terms of the relationship between the United States and Europe.
Well, Minister O'Callaghan was deputising in the Dáil today for both the Taoiseach and the Tánaiste, who were away on St Patrick's Day visits elsewhere. While speaking in the Dáil today, he once again ruled out a public inquiry into the Chrysler tragedy until any criminal proceedings have concluded. He was responding to the Sinn Féin leader, Mary Lou MacDonald, who said that a public inquiry could take place alongside any criminal investigation. Minister O'Callaghan restated his belief that justice is served through criminal proceedings first and foremost. However, Ms. MacDonald told the Dáil that one doesn't compromise the other.
A public inquiry can take place without compromising the investigation, as confirmed by the former Garda Commissioner. And indeed, your predecessor, Helen McEntee, met with the families, but that was a year and a half ago. It's only right that you meet with them now and listen to what they have to say. This awful event happened nearly 4 years ago. The families continue to fight for truth and justice. They shouldn't have to fight to secure a meeting with you, Minister. So will you now commit to meeting with the families without further delay?
Thanks very much, Deputy, for raising that question. And it was a horrific incident that happened to the families. I did obviously have the pleasure of meeting yourself and Deputy Doherty before last year. In speaking to us, I also met with the parents of Leona Harper. I met them in December. I want to be straight with the families because they've suffered a lot. I won't establish a public inquiry until such time as the criminal investigation is concluded and the inquest is concluded. And the reason I'm being blunt about that, Deputy, is because I want the families in Chrysler to get justice. And the only way they'll get justice is through the criminal process. There is a file gone to the DPP. There may be another file going. I've been kept updated on this issue by An Garda Síochána and others. The only way they'll get justice is through the courts. If at the end of that process there are questions remaining, I will very much consider whether or not a public inquiry is.
And those exchanges were in the Dáil this afternoon. Well, this evening, the Dáil will hear calls for immediate action to be taken on fuel costs. Sinn Féin's finance spokesperson, Donegal Deputy Piers Doherty, is bringing forward a plan for emergency legislation because he says the coalition is dithering on the issue. In response to the motion, a government spokesperson said international and national developments in the fuel markets are being monitored and ministers are acutely aware of the impact of rising prices on households and businesses. Deputy Doherty says cuts to excise duty should be implemented immediately. Now, Minister Jim O'Callaghan said the government will be taking action, but he said it will not be doing so in response to demands from Sinn Féin or anybody else. Well, also speaking in the Dáil this afternoon, Deputy Padraig McLaughlin urged Minister O'Callaghan to make a statement regarding a reduction on excise duty. He told the Dáil this particular issue affects Donegal more than other counties.
Minister, in a county like Donegal, we are uniquely impacted by these increases in oil and fuel. We rely heavily on home-heating oil to heat our homes. You cannot work in Donegal unless you have a car and van to get around. public transport just isn't there. And I just find it astonishing that we're weeks into this crisis now and there isn't a clear indication from government that they're going to cut the excise duty, that they're going to reduce those costs at the pump and for home heating oil.
Well, Charlie Weston, the personal finance editor at the Irish Independent, says in recent weeks there has been a marked increase in the number of people crossing the border for cheaper fuel.
€2.20 a litre for petrol and for diesel, anyway, is extremely high. It's putting extreme pressure on people who need to travel a lot, people doing long commutes. It's nearly 30 cents cheaper across the border. They've lower taxes there. When they temporarily reduced the excise duty, as we did as well after the Russians invaded Ukraine for the second time, they left it at the reduced rate. We put it back up gradually, but we went all the way back up with the full excise duty rate.
Gerry Adams has told the London High Court he had great admiration for a former IRA gunrunner. Gerry Adams returned to the witness box to give evidence in defence of a legal claim against him by three men who were injured in bombings in England. With more, here's Sophie Fletcher.
Max Hill, KC, for the bombing victims, asked Mr Adams about former Sinn Féin politician Martin Ferris, who he described as a former member of the IRA and convicted IRA gunrunner. Mr Adams, who was president of Sinn Féin for 35 years, said he knows him and has great admiration for him.
After almost 20 years in business, Fairy Tales Daycare in Milford is closing its doors. The owners, Patrice and Patrick McBride, shared the news on their social media this morning, outlining what they called a difficult decision. They thanked their staff and families over the years for their support and kindness. The facility is set to close in June. Well, local councillor Declan Meehan has been paying tribute to the staff and said today that more support needs to be given to the early years sector.
Fairy Tales Daycare have provided an exceptional and professional service for nearly two decades. That results in generations of children having been looked after by the owners and staff there. Top quality service that has been provided. I wish them the very best going forward. But it is undoubtedly a loss for the Milford area. This is a sector that is under increasing pressure with increasing costs. And it's a sector which provides a vital service for families and parents. Anything that's removed for whatever reason puts additional pressure on parents.
And we have heard from the childcare sector that the increase in core funding hasn't really been that effective with the rise in the minimum wage, with the auto enrolment and just other costs of doing business going up and up.
Yeah, look, and this is the same across a number of sectors. Childcare is, I suppose, uniquely under pressure because of an increase in costs generally. But we see it across the community and voluntary sector as well, where, the government are fanfaring an increase in core costs or towards salary contributions, but they're also matched with increasing costs for all those overheads. We need to look at the funding model of childcare. We need to look at how it is supported and how it currently isn't being supported enough. That is coming very loudly from childcare providers that they need additional support in order to be able to provide a sustainable service in communities.
And that was Councillor Declan Meehan speaking there to Donna Marie Doherty. Donegal County Council is to liaise with Transport Infrastructure Ireland and the ATU's Letterkenny campus regarding road crossings outside the university's Port Road entrance. At a recent Letterkenny Milford Municipal District meeting, two councillors raised the safety of those crossing the road in the mornings and evenings, particularly with a large student car park and bus stop on the opposite side. Councillor Michael McBride sought a pedestrian bridge across the road, while Councillor Donald Coyle sought an underpass. Officials say there is no funding available for works at the moment, but members stressed the traffic backs up to the Polestar roundabout very quickly at busy times, and the situation is likely to get worse as the campus expands further. Councillor McBride says planning for this needs to start now.
The ATU has been a huge success for us here in Letterkenny in the northwest. There's about 4,000 students a day using the ATU in Letterkenny, and there are probably close to 1,000 cars has to be parked on there every day. And look, there's a lot of people crossing the road, and every time that the people cross at the two crossovers between the ATU front gate and the car park across the road, they push the button and the light turns red. Now what's happening at peak traffic times is that the traffic's actually backing up off that crossover at the ATU front gate onto the Polestar roundabout, and then it's causing all the traffic to back up on the Remelton Road, out the Port Road and back down the Neil Teeb Linear Road. It's also interfering with traffic that's coming on and off the Joe Bonner Road, which we want to develop further in years to come and take it up onto the Lake Road. So we need to start planning now and try and make every small gain we can to try and keep traffic flowing as effective as we possibly can in Letterkenny. So that's why I brought the motion in today, and that's why I want the County Council to start working in conjunction with the ATU and the TIA to look at to see whether they can take that across the road, or a similar motion that Councillor Coyle had done today, to take it under, which works for me as well. If that's the better option, then I'm happy enough to do that, as long as the cars are able to free flow up and down in front of the ATU.
And that was Councillor Michael McBride there. Detectives in Derry are appealing for witnesses and information after an aggravated burglary and assault in the Creggan area. It happened just before 9 o'clock last evening. With more, here's Katie Gillen.
The incident has left a man in his 40s in hospital receiving treatment for injuries. A short time before the incident was reported, a number of masked men forced their way into a house in Melmore Gardens. The man was subjected to a sustained attack using weapons while he lay in his bed. There were four other people in the house at the time of the attack, including two teenage children. They did not report any physical injuries. Detective Inspector Lizzie Ballantyne described the attack as savage. The PS and I are appealing for anyone who witnessed suspicious activity in the area between 8:30 and 9 p.m. to get in touch with police on 101.
The PSNI in Derry have confirmed that they're treating an act of vandalism on Society Street in the city as a sectarian hate crime. The door of the Apprentice Boys Memorial Hall was spray painted. Police believe it happened sometime yesterday. Members of the Bessborough Mother and Baby Home Support Group have travelled to Dublin from Cork for a protest this evening. The group say they are completely against plans to build apartments at the site in Cork. It operated as a mother and baby home from 1922 to 1998. Carmel Cantwell from the group says the site must be preserved.
Bessborough was the last place my mum saw her baby alive, the last place she held him. It's a place that she goes to. We've been going there for 30 years, even though recently we found out that the baby is actually buried in Carr's Hill Cemetery. She put a plaque in Bessborough for him because that's where we've been going to honour him, and that's the last place she saw him.
Well, the Dáil heard calls today for the government to buy the land at Bessborough in order to excavate it. The Mother and Baby Homes Commission has previously said it's highly likely babies are buried at the site. However, as we heard, it's earmarked for the development of more than 100 apartments. Well, the Social Democrats leader Holly Cairns told the Dáil today the government must intervene.
Minister, I don't think you need me to tell you that ordinarily, if there were any number of children buried somewhere, there would be a criminal investigation. There would never be a question of just concreting over it.
Thank
it is
you,
not just callous, it is abhorrent, and it should never be allowed to happen.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports, Letterkenny. Find everything you need to start your fitness journey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 13 and a half minutes to 6 o'clock. Good evening, Mark Gallagher.
Thanks, Dono. Good evening. We'll start with soccer. Eddie Howe says winning away in Barcelona this evening would probably be the biggest result of his managerial career. Newcastle are at Camp Nou for the second leg of their Champions League last 16 tie, level at 1-1 from last week's meeting at St James's Park. Howe doesn't want his side getting too far ahead of themselves, though.
It's irrelevant, really, thinking about it, talking about it, because that's the outcome. At the moment, we're still very much in the preparation phase, so we're trying to make sure that we get all of our game plan, tactical delivery, individual performances to the right level.
That game has just gotten underway in Barcelona. Liverpool will be hoping to overturn a 1-0 first leg loss in the Champions League last 16. Later, they welcome Galatasaray to Anfield from 8 o'clock this evening. And at the same time, Spurs trail Atletico 5-2 ahead of their second leg tie in North London, while Bayern Munich lead 6-1 heading into their clash with Italian side Atalanta. Southampton will continue their bid to secure a championship playoff spot this evening. The seventh place side face Norwich from 7:45. As it stands, the Saints are just 3 points off Wrexham, who occupy the final playoff spot. Last night, Sean Paton made his first start for Reading in League One. The Drumkeen native played over an hour in the 2-1 win over Burton Albion. Morocco have been named Africa Cup of Nations champions 2 months after the tournament ended. Senegal have been stripped of their title after walking off the pitch in protest when their opponents were awarded a late penalty in January's final. They returned to the pitch, saved the spot kick, and then won 1-0. Since the announcement this morning, Senegal's government have already made an allegation of suspected corruption. Football writer David Ornstein says it is unlikely we've heard the last of it.
there could be an appeal to the Court of Arbitration for Sport, which I think the Confederation of African Football, CAF, have been up against on a number of issues over the years and often lose at CAS. So maybe this could be reversed back in the other direction.
The Republic of Ireland are set to take on Grenada this summer ahead of a possible World Cup campaign. That game will take place during a warm weather training camp in Spain on the 16th of May. The squad will mostly include players who have finished their club seasons. In Gaelic games, the county under-20 footballers get their Ulster Championship up and running tonight. Donegal, who are captained by Finbar Rorty, come up against Fermanagh in Buncrana this evening, where there is a 7:30 throw-in. Elsewhere in the under-20 Ulster Championship Group A, Derry go to Castleblaney to face Monaghan. Moving on to rugby, the IRFU says it will make a formal complaint to Gardaí following racist abuse aimed at Munster's Edwin Adogbo. Three of the five case files identified by data firm Signify are believed to be based in Ireland. The lock was subject to online racist comments after his Six Nations debut against Italy. The IRFU have condemned the abuse and say any links to rugby club members will be dealt with firmly. Argentina will bid to stage the 2035 World Cup as part of a wider South American tournament that will also include Brazil, Chile and Uruguay. World Rugby Union Chief Executive Alan Gilpin is visiting the home of the Pumas to assess their feasibility as host for the event. The Ireland women's rugby head coach says he's looking forward to refresh his squad following last year's World Cup. Scott Beaman has named 9 uncapped players for next month's Six Nations. Jemima Adams-Verling, Sophie Barrett, Beth Buttermer, Ellis Cahill and Evan McGrath are included in the forwards, while backs Alana McInerney, Katrina Finn, Niamh Gallagher and Robin O'Connor are also included in the 36-person squad. Ireland will open their campaign at Twickenham against England on the 11th of April. And finally for now, in horse racing, an investigation has found no evidence to support Declan Queeley's allegation of racial abuse at last week's Cheltenham Festival. The Irish amateur jockey had accused Nico de Bonneville of making the comments following an incident before the Turner's Novices Hurdle. Shirts confirmed the strong language is used in a heated exchange, but nothing of a racist nature was proven. That's all your sport for this evening. Your next update will be during the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Mark. The average house price increased across Donegal in January, according to CSO data. Increases were recorded in each of the Aircode areas, F92 Letterkenny, F93 Lifford and F94 Donegal Town. With more, here's Donna Marie Doherty.
The largest year-on-year increase was recorded in the Donegal region at 19%. January 2025 saw the average house price at €214,876, which rose from €254,945 over the 12 months. Fewer houses were sold in the area, with 10 compared to 17 the previous year, a 41% drop. In Lifford, the average price rose 13%, from €197,088 to €222,947. Two more houses were sold last January, bringing the total to 19. Finally, a marginal increase of just 1% was recorded in Letterkenny, from €219,511 to €221,265. The number of houses sold fell by 44%, from 23 to 13.
Enoch Burke's challenge against his transfer from Mountjoy to Castlereagh Prison has been dismissed. The High Court ruled today the move was lawful. With more, here's Emily Keegan.
On the 1st of March, Enoch Burke was moved to Castlereagh Prison after being detained in Mountjoy since January for trespassing at Wilson's Hospital School. The teacher argued the transfer was unlawful after a court order committing him to prison specified Mountjoy. The court previously heard he was moved due to concerns for his own safety. Today, Judge Brian Cregan said he was satisfied the transfer and Mr. Burke's current detention in Castlereagh were lawful. He added Mr. Burke comes to court and argues that court orders are sacrosanct and must be obeyed by everyone, yet he has been in prison for over 600 days for refusing to obey a lawful order of the High Court not to trespass on school property. Judge Cregan said Enoch is not in prison because of his religious beliefs, has the keys to his own prison cell and is free to come to court and purge his contempt. An order was made directing Enoch Burke to pay the legal costs of the application.
Expressions of interest are being invited from community groups under the CLAR programme. Donegal County Council is administering the element of CLAR relating to project proposals which come from local communities. With more, here's Ryan Brawley.
CLAR is a targeted investment programme for rural areas that aims to provide funding for small infrastructural projects in rural areas that have experienced significant levels of depopulation. Donegal County Council is now seeking expressions of interest from community groups under the CLAR programme. The council is administering the element of CLAR relating to project proposals coming from within local communities. The scheme will be delivered under three separate measures. Measure 1 is centred on developing community facilities and amenities. Measure 2 focuses on mobility, cancer care, community first responders and Meals on Wheels transport, while Measure 3 is titled Our Living Islands. Measure 1 is administered by local authorities in consultation with local communities with a view towards supporting a variety of capital projects that contribute to the enhancement of existing community recreation facilities and also the development of new ones. All amenities funded under this programme must be accessible to all abilities and ages. More details on our website, highlandradio.com.
The Radisson Blue Hotel in Letterkenny has been sold to the Austrian-based TMR Hotel Collection for over €16 million. The 114-room hotel was previously owned by the Byrne family. The deal adds to TMR's growing portfolio of Irish hotels. It now includes 18 facilities, including Harvey's Point, also in Donegal. Radisson Blue Letterkenny is their third Irish acquisition in 14 months. And there are calls for new protocols for the release of European aid in response to major weather incidents and emergencies. The calls come from Midlands Northwest MEP Kieran Mullooly, who says the failure of the Irish government to trigger support mechanisms for Irish citizens stranded in the UAE highlights the need for a new European initiative on fast-tracking support when people need it. Speaking at a meeting of the European Parliament's Regional Development Committee, Mr. Mullooly said the Union's civil protection mechanism helped Irish people after Storm Éowyn and during last week's evacuations. He stressed, however, it needs to happen more speedily.
The voluntary coordination among member states of the UCPM is no longer good enough because we have seen examples in recent times where we have been slow to move in these situations. Tardiness, not at ground level, not where the crisis is taking place, but at government level, where decisions are needed. And we need to take people out of danger and do it quickly.
Looking at the weather forecast now, rain clearing this evening and it'll be dry tonight with a mix of cloud and clear spells. Some mist and fog developing. It'll be cold with lowest temperatures 2 to 4 degrees Celsius in a light northeasterly breeze. Dry with hazy sunny spells tomorrow. Highs of 13 to 15 or 16 with a light easterly breeze. And that's Highland Radio News. We're back with news again at 7 o'clock. Let's take a look at the headlines before we go. The Taoiseach's visit to the White House is being defended in the Dáil after members of the opposition expressed mixed reactions. Minister for Justice Jim O'Callaghan has again ruled out a public inquiry into the Chrysler tragedy until any criminal proceedings have been complete and an inquest is concluded. The Dáil is to hear calls for immediate action on fuel costs this evening. And Gerry Adams has told the London High Court he had great admiration for former IRA gunrunner and Kerry TD Martin Ferris. He was speaking in the witness box in defence of a legal claim against him by three men who were injured in IRA bombings. As I say, we're back again with news at 7. In the interim, you can check all today's news on highlandradio.com. And of course, over the course of the evening, there'll be updates on that Dáil debate on fuel costs, which is being introduced shortly by Deputy Piers Doherty. But for now, from the news team, good evening.
The obituary notices this Wednesday evening, March the 18th. The death has taken place of Bridget Doak, née Curran, of Ards, Chrysla. Her remains will be reposing at her late residence tomorrow and Friday from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Funeral Mass in St Michael's Church, Chrysla, on Saturday at 11 a.m. Burial afterwards in Doe Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on mcn.live. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or James Harkin Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Raymond Andrew Thompson, Glen Eagles, Culmore Road, reposing at W.J. O'Brien and Sons Funeral Home today and tomorrow from 7 till 9 p.m. Funeral service in Ballyarnet Presbyterian Church on Friday at 2 p.m. Interment afterwards in Muff Parish Churchyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if wished, to Foyle Hospice, 61 Culmore Road, Derry. The death has occurred of Josie McCann, number 2, The Cottages, Burnfoot. Josie's remains are reposing at his home. Removal from there on Friday morning at 10:15 a.m. to Our Lady of Lourdes Church, Inch Island, for Requiem Mass at 11 a.m. followed by interment in the adjoining graveyard. Requiem Mass can be viewed on the Fawn Parish YouTube channel. Family time, please, from 9 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Society of St. Vincent de Paul, care of any family member, or Sean Murphy, funeral director. The death has taken place of Bridie Kelly, Dromahal, Termin. Remains are reposing at her late residence. Rosary at 9 p.m. Funeral Mass tomorrow at 11 a.m. in St. Columbus Church, Termin, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. There will be a shuttle bus available from Termin National School to the Wake House today. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.